Ralph Nader will not be the Green Party presidential candidate, as he was 4 years ago. At the party's convention in Milwaukee last night, the Greens nominated Texas attorney David Cobb. Nader already has the Reform Party's backing for the presidential race. But Nader didn't even show up at the Greens convention. And though he didn't ask for their formal nomination, he was hoping for their endorsement. Chuck Quirnback of Wisconsin Public Radio has this report.
The Green Party had said its national convention wouldn't be the bland event it claims the Republican and Democratic conventions have become. The introductions the various state delegations gave when announcing their candidate vote totals yesterday were not your typical civic boosterism.
The great state of Missouri, the show me state where John Ashcroft lost to a dead candidate.
The Greens took several hours to choose their presidential candidate. After a first round of balloting, failed to produce a majority nomination for a Green Party contender or an endorsement for the Nader campaign, there was some old-fashioned convention caucusing.
All right.
In the Colorado delegation, Dave Chandler handed out the second round ballots.
You are free to vote however you choose, and you are number 16.
During the caucusing, the Nader forces sensed they wouldn't win, so they pulled their candidate and instead pushed a no-endorsement alternative. But David Cobb outpolled no-endorse by about 100 votes and won a majority. That pleases some supporters of Democrat John Kerry. Cobb has been pushing a safe state strategy. The Greens would go all out only in states where either George Bush or John Kerry is expecting an easy victory. But Cobb says in so-called battleground states, where a strong Nader vote could affect the national election, progressives should vote their conscience.
John Kerry is for NAFTA. John Kerry supports the entire corporate agenda. That criticism will be leveled completely. However, we will also honestly tell the American people that George W. Bush is even more dangerous.
But Cobb contends it's a mistake to think the Greens' nomination of him is a strategic win for Kerry. Peter Camejo, the Green Party activist from California, Nader named last week as his running mate, disagrees.
Well, there's no question that those who are bending to the Democratic Party, they prefer David Cobb for all the obvious reasons that he has called for a vote for Kerry in at least 10 states and possibly in others.
Camejo says Nader will continue to try to get on more state ballots, either through alliances with the Reform Party or through petition drives conducted by Greens who still back Nader. Some of those Nader supporters seem to be wavering, like Gary Hecker, co-chair of the Florida Greens.
Whomever I vote for, to be correct, is going to have to earn my vote.
The Green Party nominee, David Cobb, says too much is being made of the presidential contest. Cobb is promising to concentrate hard on accelerating the gains Greens have made in local offices over the last decade. He says that'll be one of the best ways to mend the fractures that appeared at the party's national convention. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnback in Milwaukee.